Time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at
855-437-1620. Thank you so much for joining in. I hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day. I hope that you made some really awesome memories yesterday and had a great three-day weekend. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It is our favorite time of the week. It is the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. So text, call 437-1620. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you? Tell me about your Memorial Day.
Well,
did you have a pleasant one?
I did. I got to spend it with my two-year-old grandbaby, and we got to throw her a little birthday party.
How old is that?
Two. She just turned two, and she is precious.
That is a great idea.
And we took her to the splash pad, and it was the best thing she ever had in her entire life. I mean, she was running and putting her, like, she'd never been to a splash pad before. So she went, and it was so cute to watch her just run around. And they're so little and cute at that age.
Oh, it's a great age.
Yeah, I got to spend time with my friends. I call them my Pensacola family. So we had a great weekend. How about you?
Oh, it was fabulous. You know,
good.
A lot of time outdoors, a lot of time in the sun. A lot of time with some family, friends.
Yeah.
Good food.
Oh, always. Oh, we had great food too.
Exactly. Oh, it really was fun. Mm-hmm. But I hope everybody listening had a great Memorial Day. But you know, Memorial Day, you know, you do need to take a little time during the weekend to think about and honor the reason for Memorial Day.
Absolutely.
To honor those who have fallen in our armed services. So
I completely agree.
So in any event, it's a great weekend.
It was a beautiful weekend in Pensacola, wasn't it?
The weather was glorious.
It was glorious. Really was. I like that word, glorious. Oh, absolutely.
It really was
glorious.
It really was. And, you know, if you needed to do some yard work during the long weekend, you certainly had nice weather to do it.
Yes.
And so no question about it. So you know what I thought we'd do today, Tammy, is do this. Obviously, Memorial Day is very patriotic. Mm-hmm. A lot of events honor the flag,
right?
The red, white, and blue. So I thought what we might do during the show today, while we answer questions, you know how we do here.
Yeah,
just have a good time, kind of play it loose. Talk about Mike and Tammy's favorite red flowers.
Okay.
Mike and Tammy's favorite white flowers.
Oh.
And Mike and Tammy's famous blue flowers.
Blue flowers. I don't know if I know too many blue. Oh, I do.
No, blue is a tough one. Blue is kind of the tough one.
But I like the light one, light blue ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking dark blue.
Light blue fine. Even purple might work.
Okay.
But I made my list. I know you've got your list. Uh-huh. So we can go with it.
Absolutely. We're going to get to a couple of questions
real quick. Oh, no, that comes first, of course.
Yes. Our friend text in is our queen palm back from the freeze, and I showed the picture to
It sure looks like it to me.
Yeah, it does
It really
too.
Does.
I mean, I don't know. It's green. That looks beautiful.
Yeah, queen palms are just absolutely gorgeous, and I have talked to some folks that are very concerned that theirs might not have made it through the freeze, but it looks like that one is going to be okay.
That's good.
Sometimes you never know. It's a slow go getting those palms to come back sometime.
Yeah.
But wait it out. I think you're going to be okay.
It looks good. Our friend texted in, St. Augustine is starting to yellow some. Could it be it's getting too much water? I water for about 20 minutes, four mornings a week.
I think that's about right. I really do. And it could be. Couple things. I don't believe at this stage of the game, this time of year, it's insects. If we were having this conversation in late July, I'd say chinch bugs could be a problem. Mm-hmm. But I think this time, maybe a couple of things. Could be a fungus, because with these cool nights, sometimes that promotes fungus. And here's what you do. Just kind of where the yellowing is, kind of go down and kind of dig into, kind of separate the stolons. And if it's kind of wet and greasy, look at that. Also, if the yellowing is in the shape of a half circle, an arc, if you will, many times that's how that fungus manifests itself in that formation. So if that's the case, you may need to spray it. Trouble is, this time of year, with all these afternoon showers and stuff that we're probably going to have this week, you need 48 hours dry weather after you spray it with a fungicide. So you have to kind of be ready whenever you see you're going to have 2 days of dry weather. I think that could easily be it. One simple solution to just yellowing is maybe a lack of iron. And there's a great product out there called Ironite.
Okay.
Which is, you buy it in a bag, like a bag of fertilizer, and it's granular, and you can put that Ironite on there, and that will many times bring it back. Also, you can spray it.
Okay.
And a good way to spray it, now here's a word you need to think about if you're going to buy a spray, chelated iron. That's the best iron to use. Buy it in liquid, put it in your sprayer, and spray the spots. And keep in mind, you know, our old philosophy here, Tammy, on the garden line is integrated pest management. You don't need to spray the whole yard. Just spray the yellow areas and maybe 5 to 6 feet off of those.
Okay.
And see if that application of iron might help. But I would check that fungus first. One, the shape of the yellowing, and two, kind of dig in there if it's greasy and such as that. But I think watering, the way it's been, 4 times a week, 30 minutes, I think that's fine. Now, once we're talking about some rain this week, this is where we go manual on the sprinkler system. If it rains, cut it off. Even though it's a day for it to come on, if it's raining, just cut it off. And so you kind of have to play with it insofar as not overwatering.
Right, absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, it is Mike Wiggins and I.
Here we are.
We are on the we have the garden line every Tuesday morning. It's fabulous. If you want to text your questions, Mike has 40 years of landscaping experience, and he was the mayor of Pensacola, by the way.
Oh, well, a long time ago.
Mike Wiggins.
Thank you very much.
437-1620. Barbara asked where the splash pad was. I want to let you know it's Benny Russell Park in Pace, and it's really awesome because one side has a splash pad and a playground, and then you just walk to the other side of the parking lot, and it's a whole nother playground. So what we do is we go play on the playground and then go play on the splash pad. So you just kind of get, you can get best of both worlds when it's hot and it's a great park.
I didn't know they had a splash pad there. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
I think it's newer. I don't know how new it is, but it definitely, that side is definitely newer, but it's big.
Those kids love it.
Oh, man.
They love that.
In the heat, running through that water.
I'm surprised you didn't jump in.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Well, what's great is the parents can sit around and watch. You're contained.
Right.
It's all fenced in. So anyway, thanks,
that
Barbara, for
cool.
your questions. Thank you for texting in. Again, if you want to text or call, 437-1620. We are going to talk about red, white, and blue flowers.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. Red. All right. I'm going to go with a rose.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there are a couple of different kind of roses that are red. We all know and love, and most of you by listening probably has a knockout rose, a great red rose, no doubt about it. But if you want to go old school and get the long stem tea roses, there are a couple of names that you don't want to pass up. Mr. Lincoln. Mr. Lincoln is one of the most gorgeous red roses ever. I guess it's been around for decades.
I have to Google this real quick.
Decades. Also, here's one. How about Ingrid Bergman?
Oh.
You know, an old traditional actress.
Oh, that is a beautiful rose.
Famous, famous actress. Ingrid Bergman. And finally, Chrysler Imperial.
What in the world with these names, Mike?
These are great names. They're great names, you know?
Sometimes they're horrible.
maybe if you and I keep up this business long enough, they'll name a rose after us.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mike and Tammy Rose.
Mike and Tammy Rose.
I don't know.
what color would it be?
But that's a good red one, a red rose. Now,
yeah.
Let me just throw in this little editorial comment. If you're going to grow Mr. Lincoln or Ingrid Bergman or Chrysler Imperial, any of the other tea roses, and you want to really get into the rose growing business, keep in mind that they do take a lot more maintenance than, say, your knockout roses. I always recommend, if you have a nice sunny spot, full, blaring, all-day sun, it's got to be that way, buy you two or three. Don't buy a dozen. Buy two or three on it.
Huh.
And that'll kind of promote the blue color in a hydrangea.
So Catherine sent me a picture of blue hydrangeas, and it looks just like the one in my mom's flower bed. Thank you.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Are, very popular plant.
Coming up, we still have more of the Garden Line. Get those questions in, 437-1620. Don't forget, Fiesta's is Wednesday at Seville, quarter at 7. It's the kickoff of 10 days of Fiesta events. The surrender of the city starts at 7:15. Buy your tickets now to the Fiesta Pensacola office at fiestapensacola.org.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, ooh, wee, look at that.
News Radio 92.3. I hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday morning. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. It was a beautiful weekend here in Pensacola. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mike Wiggins. It is the Garden Line. He can answer all your gardening questions, 437-1620. We're also talking about red, white, and blue flowers.
Right.
In honor of Memorial Day. Ashlyn said plumbago is a good one.
Oh, good, good, good. That's a great one. I think plumbago does really good even in warmer climes. Even I know I've got a friend from Hawaii that has one and really nurtures it and really enjoys it. So interesting plant, no doubt about it.
I looked it up. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, what color were we? We're back to red?
We're back to red.
Okay, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, I'm going to go with geranium.
Oh, a geranium is beautiful.
Geranium is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I find geraniums don't last long enough sometimes for me, but they are a gorgeous spring plant. But just one interesting tidbit about geraniums. We always, and we hadn't really had this conversation about beach plants, what plants are good for the beach. Mm-hmm. Because the beach, obviously, you've got full sun, you've got wind, you've got salt spray, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I had a friend that had these big old whiskey barrels and had some put some good soil in there and grew geraniums at the beach. Now, if somebody had called in and said, I want to grow geraniums at the beach, I would have said, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Just not the climate for them. But, boy, they had some of the most gorgeous geraniums. They put them on the leeward side of the house as opposed to the windward side. Mm-hmm. And, man, they thrived. I thought it was just amazing that they did that. But geraniums are a great plant, and they're just as red as they can be.
They're beautiful.
That's my red plant. What's your red plant?
What about hibiscus?
Oh, no, really? That is terrific. That is terrific. I don't ever want to brag. I'm not going to brag, but I will just tell you.
Oh, I would love for
I'm not going to brag. No. My hibiscus are as pretty as they've ever been, and I always do one red one. Now, I'm not going to tell you that the blooms are dinner plate size. That would not be factual. Uh-huh. But boy, they are close.
Will you take a picture next time?
Oh, I would be glad to do that.
I love hibiscus. They're gorgeous.
But it's great. And the red ones, I always plant a red one and a yellow one. Mm-hmm. And they are just great. Now, they're in pots that are too heavy for me to move. And my grandchildren are all going off to college, so they can't help me move the pots. So I think when I buy them, it's going to be a one-year deal. Just enjoy them. It's the cold weather. Get them. Then plant them again next year.
All right.
Not even try. I've tried to cover them in some years. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't really work, especially at 19 degrees. So in any event, hibiscus, great choice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Great choice. Okay, we got to go to white. Let's see, which one would be good white? Oh, here's one. How about this? How about periwinkle?
Oh.
Vinca. Now, this is where you're going to get two for one.
Okay.
Vinca has the white blossom, but right in the center is a little red dot. So you're going to get red and white.
There you go.
From your vinca, from your periwinkle. And we've always said one thing about planting periwinkle, and of course we're past the time when it would be a problem.
Oh, I see that.
But a lot of people would like to plant periwinkle early on in the season. Mm-hmm. Well, Southern Living did a big article on that and said, don't do that, because if your ground is cold, periwinkle have a tendency to rot, for lack of a better word. So wait till about now.
Okay.
And then you plant vinca, and it'll just go crazy in the full sun. Very, very pretty.
I love that little spot of red.
Right in the center. All right, Tammy.
Okay, what do you think?
We're going to do a tough one now.
Wait, we have to do my red one. White one, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, what is your white one?
Dogwood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Dogwood.
It's so pretty.
The Latin name for that, because you need to ask for this, is Cornus florida. I don't know why.
But like an encyclopedia for plants.
I know.
You know all these names. It's amazing.
I make them all up.
Can I make one up?
I was going to talk about Tammy Martinus Americanus.
Yeah. Can we name a plant after me?
Why not?
What color would it be? How about pink?
I like it. That's some beautiful pink flowers out there. But the dogwoods, of course, we all went through years and years ago the stage where the dogwoods had a problem, a virus problem, and they weren't even sending them into the state of Florida. because of that. But I think they're making a comeback. Some of the ones in my neighborhood were very pretty this spring. And so Dogwood is a great white one. Now, we've always said this. I think I repeated this, so I'm repeating myself from last week. A lot of people have seen, because maybe they have moved from the north to here, pink dogwoods. Don't do it, because a basic pink dogwood won't do well here. But there's one called Welch's Junior Miss. It has sort of a kind of a reddish color on the bloom. So Welch's Junior Miss is one if you want one other than the white one, the Cornus Florida. So dogwood, that's a great choice.
Yeah, and then our friend Catherine said white gladiolus. She texted in.
Gladiolus. I wish I had the pictures someone sent me, Catherine, of some gladiolus they have grown. And once again, I know I'm repeating myself because we did talk about this last week. They have the gladiolus, and one problem with gladiolus is sometimes they want to fall over. Especially
they're so pretty, though.
Oh, they are gorgeous.
Yes.
All different colors.
Oh, wow.
This friend of mine put them in a tomato cage.
I love those.
Remember that? That's something that you prop up
a
tomato. Golly, the gladiolus, all different colors. He put in that big pot.
I love
pot.
How tall they are.
Yes. A great background plant.
Yeah, I was going to say, very good background plant. Very good. Exactly. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mike Wiggins. It is the Garden Line, so send us all your gardening questions or pictures. We like pictures as well. You can call or text 437-1620. That's 437-1620. So we are talking about red, white, and blue flowers for Memorial Day in honor of the fallen soldiers. And
we're at blue.
We're at blue,
which
yes.
Is a hard one. What you going to say?
How about a morning glory?
Oh, good, good. Kind of a crazy growing vine. Oh, yeah, they're
maybe beautiful. That one should be named. The crazy one.
The crazy one. Oh, okay.
It's out of control up the.
I think that would fit many of us.
Yeah. It's just the wild one. You got to cut back.
Frank with you. All right, I'm going to give you a blue.
It does.
One.
It's all the way up his house.
Oh, absolutely.
Just took over.
Okay, that's a good choice. Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Okay, how about ageratum?
Ageratum
is a small.
I feel like I need an encyclopedia in front of me.
A blue blooming annual that one would put probably.
Those are fun.
They're beautiful. They really are.
They're a different type of flower on top, not just like a traditional flower
right,
look.
That's exactly right. And they're great for the sun, and they'll do very well here. It's a pure annual. Mm-hmm. It's gonna last, into the summer. Late summer, it might start feeling the heat a little bit. But ageratum is a really, really cool
I really feel like that would
plant.
Be like a fun plant to add in around things.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's I don't know how to explain it on top, but it doesn't look like your traditional flower.
I agree.
So it'd be fun to add into your flower bed.
Very, very good.
Scattered around.
Back to red.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Oh, we have a question.
Oh, what is it?
Our friend texts in, how do you get rid of moles in the yard? I have another friend that's dealing with that. So we are going to answer that right after this break.
Let's go.
We have a few minutes to answer it. I wanted to remind you that tonight is Bands on the Beach. So don't forget that. Thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7. Christy D's Bad Juju. Sounds fun. Like a blast. Takes the stage, so you don't want to miss out on that. Coming up, we're going to answer any more of your questions. If you want to text in, you can 437-1620.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hey guys, I'm Nicole Stacy. There are more things to do in our area than you can even imagine. So who better to share the adventure of the Pensacola experience than the team at Visit Pensacola? Share with us your experience by using the hashtag ExperiencePeakOla. Go to visitpensacola.com and listen in Friday at 9:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
So much for listening, for joining in this Tuesday morning. I'm here with Mike Wiggins. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It is the Garden Line. If you have a question, gardening, text or call.
This is the second week in a row that Elvis has visited us.
I know. I don't know why. I just like to hear him.
He likes it here.
He likes Elvis. Elvis likes us here, right? He just comes and visits us.
Nice to have him.
It's good to see you, Elvis. He's shy. He's not going to talk today. That's okay.
I'm not going to go on the air, but, you know.
Maybe he has a question for us. We had a friend text in, how do you get rid of moles in your yard? Okay. Thanks, Judy.
We get a lot of questions on the garden line, and that may be the toughest.
Oh, I know. They're so hard to get rid of.
They are hard to get rid of. Number one, you have to know why you've got them, because they're after insects. They're not after your lawn and that type of stuff. They're after insects. Mm-hmm. So you have to deal with that. And what we always say is get that granular insecticide, put it in your lawn, especially around the perimeter, say along your fences and such as that, to control the insects, which controls his food source, and he'll go somewhere else. Of course, you always have a problem with those if you live near a wooded area, mm-hmm. or if you live near an area that a lot of homes are under construction because there's a lot of turmoil and trees and shrubbery mm-hmm. being removed, so they go somewhere else. Now, what do you do? For moles, there's a product, little green pellets that people use to put out. If you've got pets, they always scare me to use those type of things. So that's what you can do. And there's also some liquids called MOGO.
MOGO.
I'm assuming, I think it's been 10 years since I've seen that, if it's still on the market. But there's still some things that if they intake it, then that does them in. Huh. But they're hard to control. They are very hard to control. But if you do all of those things, you might have some control.
Sorry about that.
I think the insecticide, controlling the insects, controlling the food source, It's still your best deal. And you know what else? Tammy, this is kind of funny. People, because they're so hard to control, people have gone to what I call old wives' tales. Take a lock of hair and put it in the mold, the run where the mold is coming into your yard.
Oh, okay.
Juicy fruit and gum.
Really?
Put gloves on. You don't want to touch it. Put juicy fruit and gum, roll it up, and put it where the mold is going through the run coming into your yard. So you can see the reason you have all those old silly little things is because there's no real solution and people are desperate. They'll try anything. But a lock of hair and juicy fruit gum has been around for a long time.
Hmm. So our friend wants to know how to get rid of armadillos in your lawn.
That's a joke, and we're not going to go the armadillo.
Oh,
No! Here's what we do with armadillos: the same thing we did for the moles.
Same as a lock of hair.
Is it your hair?
Is it my hair?
No, I don't think a lock of hair is going to work for that. I do think, but seriously, on the armadillo, You know, do your insecticide in your yard to control the food source, because that's what he's after.
Okay.
I think I told the story long time ago that I looked out my back door, and I live in a subdivision. I don't live, you know, out anywhere. And there was this armadillo just walking along my back flower bed. I never saw where he came from. I never saw where he went. He'll never come back.
He just wanted to visit you.
He just wanted to say hi. Yeah,
hey, Mike, how's your day going?
It was going okay till I saw you.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the best thing to do, seriously, is control the food source.
Okay, control the food source. Very good answer. Thank you so much. So we are talking about red, white, and blue plants.
Yes, we are. Where were we? Were we back on red?
I think so.
I think so, too. How about, okay, you go first?
You can go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay, here's one that I like. Celosia.
Celosium.
See, I think it's C-E-L-O-S-I-A. I think coxcomb is another name for it. It sends up, you talk about an unusual bloom, it'll send up like a feather. It looks like it's a bloom, looks like a feather. All different colors, one of which is red. But it really is a beautiful plant. When I was down in Gainesville for a granddaughter graduation last month, they're everywhere. They are everywhere.
Uh-huh. Our friend said a 12-gauge might help with that.
Oh, the armadillo. I knew we were going to get on the armadillo track here. We're not going to do that.
Oh, we're going to jump off the train.
Not a bad solution. Just be careful of your neighbor. Don't miss and blow out the windows in your neighbor's house. Exactly. But anyway, that is one solution. But celosia is an annual. And I saw some the other day at one of the big box stores and almost bought it because I just don't have room for it anymore. But it's really a plant. Okay.
Mine is a poinsettia.
I didn't even have that on my list.
Look, I just keep surprising you today.
Oh, you are. That is terrific. Oh, yeah. Poinsettia is great. A lot of people plant them outside. And you know what you have to do as you get into the fall? You've got to be sure that the poinsettia does not get any light at night. Never plant a poinsettia in the yard next to a street light. Outdoor lights that you've got. Mm-hmm. It's got to have that darkness because they will bloom, but it's got to have a kind of an equal amount. That's not very scientific, but of light and dark as they get ready to bloom in the holiday season.
Okay.
It's a great plant. Oh, that's a great answer.
Thanks.
Oh, you are. All right. I don't even need to be here.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Oh, we're going white. Where do you want to go?
Okay. I want to go with a white lily.
Oh, yeah. Let me give you a name of a great white lily. It's a calla lily. C-A-L-L-A. Not to be confused with a canna lily. C-A-N-N-A. Calla.
Oh, lily. Calla lily. Calla. Yes. Okay.
That is a beautiful white lily. Good answer.
Lilies. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mike Wiggins for the Garden Line. You can text or call in your question, 437-1620. We are going to take a quick break. Right after the break, we'll get to any more questions that you have. We have a few more minutes to wrap up.
Sure.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hurricane season begins on June 1st.
Are you 1 week ready?
Join Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as he and the emergency management team discuss everything you need to know heading into hurricane season.
Are you 1 week ready?
That's this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Hurricane season begins on June 1st.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
You make me feel so young.
Welcome back to Pep Talk this morning. I'm here with Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line. We're having a great time. Thank you so much for sending your pictures. Thank you so much for listening and texting in. We love it. We have Paula sent us a picture of a big, tall.
Yeah, I think most people will relate to that. It's a century plant.
It's a century plant. So tall.
And
huge.
Periodically, over years and years and years and years and years, they'll just sit there and get bigger and bigger. And then they'll send up that tall, almost a two-story spike.
It's like, I don't want to call it a tree. What is it? Is it just a stalk?
I don't know.
I was trying to think of what to call it because it's really neat.
It really is neat.
Thanks so much for
sending that picture. Send it up, and supposedly, maybe this is urban legend. I would love some of our listeners to tell me their experience. Once it sends up that big stalk, it dies.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's true. I've never really seen one send up the stalk and then die, but that's what the experts say.
That's what the experts say.
They're always.
I feel
right.
Like you're an expert, so maybe.
Well, I don't.
Yes,
I'm not
you
so sure.
Are.
But anyway,
goodness.
Very interesting plant, and of course you'll see them in very dry situations. They do well at the beach. Mm-hmm. Got to have the full sun, of course. So they just kind of take care of themselves until they send up that big stalk.
Very neat. And then Catherine said peace lily.
Oh yeah, absolutely, no question about it. Peace lily is one of the best house plants around, of course, and peacefully, which will take low light, or let's put it this way, it'll take lower light than most houseplants. Great choice. Catherine, you're on it today, man. Thank you very much.
I love it.
Absolutely. You know, Catherine has got to be one of our favorite listeners.
Aw.
She's always enters in. And you know what? Catherine's always right.
Is she? Yeah, good.
She
awesome.
Knows this stuff. Catherine, thank you.
We appreciate you listening and sending pictures. It's always fun to have interaction from.
Anyway, it was fun talking Memorial Day with
it
you.
It was great.
It really was. Red, white, and blue
Red,
flowers.
White, and blue. We could go on and on with that.
Oh, hey.
He's got a whole list.
I sat out in the sun yesterday and wrote this list and just kept writing.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining me, Mike. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Don't forget, every Tuesday morning is the Garden Line. So get your questions ready this week, 437-1620, so you have them ready to go next Tuesday. Coming up, we have Travis Thompson from Escambia Public Information Office. We are going to talk about hurricane season, and I believe he's going to have a meteorologist with him.
Ooh.
So stay tuned here on Pep Talk.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The Escambia County School Board meets at 1 o'clock this afternoon to decide who will be the interim school superintendent. We'll have more on that right after this update from Fox News here at News Radio 92.3.